Give Me a Break on this Moment of Science. As you're driving along, some part of your mind is probably constantly estimating how much space you would need to brake if the car in front of you suddenly stopped. All too often, however, drivers don't realize the difference between stopping time and stopping distance. Let's figure it out. First, let's assume the road is a uniform surface. Let's also assume the stopping car is skidding to a halt, so its speed decreases uniformly. Now suppose, just as a guess, a car going 30 takes 4 seconds to skid to a halt. How long will it take it at 60? Did you say 8 seconds? Correct. As you would expect, twice the speed equals twice the stopping time. Now here's the catch. Say that same car going 30 required 100 feet of skidding distance before stopping. How much distance does it need at 60? Did you say 200 feet? It's sensible to guess that twice the speed equals twice the stopping distance as well, but it's wrong. Stopping distance is the average speed of the car times the average stopping time. Since both these quantities have doubled, the stopping distance is 4 times as great as before, not just twice as great. The car moving at 60 requires 400 feet of skidding room. Realizing that stopping distance goes up twice as fast as stopping time might remind you to leave more space in front of your car than you think you need, and maybe save you from a close encounter of the most unpleasant kind. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.